This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Turkey and Russia launched joint patrols on Friday in northeastern Syria under a deal that halted a Turkish offensive against Syrian Kurds who were forced to withdraw from the border area. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle has details.
A new military convoy rolling through northern Syria. These Turkish armored vehicles are heading to join their Russian counterparts. Ground and air units are also involved in the patrol. Overnight, the Turkish Defense Ministry said Turkey had handed over 18 men to the Russians. It's believed they are Syrian government soldiers who were detained in Syria near the Turkish border this week. At one point, this would have been an unlikely alliance. Russia is the Syrian government's most powerful ally, while Turkey has long backed Syria's rebel fighters. The Turkish-Russian deal last week allowed Syrian government forces to move back into areas around the border that they hadn't been to for years.
That's Emily Spickle of Reuters. The United Nations Migration Agency, the IOM, has called for the unconditional release of a female volunteer and four-year-old child who were abducted in South Sudan Sunday morning. Paul Dillon is an IOM spokesman.
All possible action is being taken with the goal of trying to get our colleague released from her abductors immediately without preconditions.
The woman and child were caught in a gun battle between two armed groups in Isebi, which also claimed the lives of three other IOM humanitarian workers, one woman and two men. The volunteers were manning an Ebola screening point in border areas between South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday that she expects public hearings to begin this month in the House impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. In an interview with Bloomberg News, Pelosi said, "I would assume there would be a public hearing in November," and added, "any impeachment case against Trump has to be ironclad." White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham told Fox News Friday, "We are prepared for an impeachment to happen." The Democratic-controlled House voted Thursday to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting Trump after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents. A new poll shows support for the impeachment probe against President Trump. AP's Rita Foley has details.
How do you feel about the impeachment investigation? The new AP-NORC poll finds that more Americans approve of the investigation than disapprove, 47% to 38%. But more people say politics is driving lawmakers, not a sense of duty. Do they believe the president did something illegal when he pressed Ukraine to dig up dirt on the Bidens? Most say what the president did was at least unethical. That includes 4 in 10 who think what he did was illegal. Rita Foley, Washington.
Spain has offered to host the next United Nations Global Climate Conference after the president of Chile said his country could not stage the event. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
UN Climate Chief Patricia Espinoza says officials have accepted Spain's offer to host the COP25 conference from December 2 to 13 in Madrid after previous host Chile pulled out at short notice. Chile's president couldn't as well proceed with a summit of Asia-Pacific leaders, saying he must instead focus on restoring security in his country, following weeks of protests in which at least a dozen people have died. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. economy added 128,000 jobs last month, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
It's a surprisingly solid report.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
It's not only for the month of October. There were upward revisions for the number of jobs added in September and August.
So what about that R word we were talking about just a few months ago?
Recession fears have really faded here, due in part to the fact that the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates 3 times, but there have been some developments around the world. The U.S. and China are seemingly talking nice on trade, and a hard Brexit has been avoided.
As for wage growth, average hourly earnings were up 3% from a year ago. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.